The 100th National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Washington, D.C. will have masterpieces from several Missouri high school art students. Valerie McEwen, an art teacher at Sullivan High School, joined Show Me Today to talk about students from her school representing the state. The trees represent states, territories, and schools managed by the Bureau of Indian Education and the Department of Defense Education Activity. Shout out to Melissa Fultz and Mrs. Felicia Rhodes, who also are a part of this whole effort by Sullivan High School art students. Is it the Christmas tree at the White House, or is it one of the Christmas trees on the lawn, Valerie?
It is in the President Park area.
Is this like the President Park? Is it like right there at the White House, or like where is that exactly?
I honestly am not sure exactly where it's at. I do know it is near the White House.
Okay, well, great. Well, okay, tell me, how did this whole process start that Sullivan got into the mix of eventually being chosen as one to be a part of this whole effort?
Well, it actually was springboarded off of the fact that we realized last year that Owensville School was able to participate in this. So after doing a little bit of research and reaching out through some emails, I was able to contact our state education department, who then put me in contact with the National Park Service. And so we requested to be a part of this year.
Did you have to submit like different things, or what was that like, that whole process of choosing? Was it, you know, whole FBI background check and all that? I'm just kidding.
No, I just reached out and mentioned that, you know, we were interested. And so then earlier this school year, they reached back out to us and asked us if we would, or were still interested and wanted to participate. And so then we just filled out some cursory information and they submitted it. And then a volunteer liaison from the Parks Department reached out to us, and so we got all of our material through them.
So tell me, how many ornaments are you providing, and do you have to choose like a theme, or are you choosing a theme, and can you share what that theme is if you do have a theme?
Sure. We did not choose the theme. They chose for us. Basically, we were to focus on what is great about our state, focus on like your state symbols, geographical features, you know, of course, and then you can't use anything that's trademark logos or copyrighted material. And so most of our students chose things that represented our local area here.
How many ornaments do you have to provide then?
You are set at a max of 18 and minimum of 12.
Sullivan High School art students, they have made these beautiful ornaments that will be going on a Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. And we have Valerie McEwen, one of the teachers from Sullivan High School, one of the art teachers, here with us on Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. Also, shout out to Melissa Fultz and Mrs. Felicia Rhodes, who also are a part of this whole effort by Sullivan High School art students. Talk about the process of when do you have to load these up and head them out, and are they going via drones, or how are they getting there?
Well, thank goodness for our ability to send things digitally, because it was a pretty quick turnaround. We had basically from late September, we started the process. Our students worked on them during October, and then we had to have them submitted the third week in October. So we basically started our students off by covering the state symbols of Missouri, and then we talked about some of our regional features and, you know, reasons why we love our state. They provided template, and so we had our students do a rough draft first, and then proceeded to choose what medium that they wanted to work with. So we had some who worked with colored pencil, others who chose acrylic paint or watercolor. We provided them the template. They had about, 2.5 class periods to work on them. And then we scanned them and sent them off digitally. Mrs. Rhodes, she was helping us out. She does our web design class. And so she took our scans after the fact, after we submitted them, and went in and kind of cleaned them up. And we're going to make little ornaments for the kids so that they can actually take one, because they don't get to actually receive the physical ornament. So we wanted to make sure that they did.
So what did they do with the ornaments when the trees come down? Do you know?
I don't know. I asked, and she just said they're the property of the federal government. So I don't know.
It's interesting that it's all done digitally as well. I guess I thought it would be more of a, you know, you sit around and you make this big, lavish piece of wood or whatever, a big globe of something. But somehow I'm trying to understand, is it like circular? Can you talk about a little bit about, are these all going to be uniform balls, or what are they going to be like?
Yes, they send us a template, and so it has the shape of a circular ornament on it, and then there's a little dashed line on the inside, so you're asked to keep anything of importance within that perimeter, although you can take your color all the way out to the edge. And then they print them, if I'm not mistaken, on little plastic discs, which then become the ornaments that they put on.
Oh, okay. Like a Frisbee, you think?
Yes, more or less. Like a flat, hard plastic ornament.
Okay. Okay, now I can visualize that. Okay. And you may or may not know this, but the Forest Service told you, okay, you're going to be doing these Frisbees, essentially. Do you know if other schools will be doing kind of the same scheme? Are they different shapes, I guess? Do you know?
No, they are all uniform shape. As far as I know, from what I can see on the pictures from years past, all of the ornaments are the same template.
Very cool. The 100th National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Washington, D.C. will have masterpieces from several Missouri high school art students. Valerie McEwen, an art teacher at Sullivan High School, joined Show Me Today to talk about students from her school representing the state. The trees represent states, territories, and schools managed by the Bureau of Indian Education and the Department of Defense Education Activity. How can we see these?
I'm not for sure how the whole broadcast will go, but they are set for a broadcast date. And then, but thank goodness, my sister actually will be on a whole separate thing on her own business trip, but she's going to take pictures for me.
Oh, that's great. Do you have something on Facebook or Twitter that highlights them whatsoever? Or is it all kind of a surprise sort of thing for the unveiling?
I believe it is. I believe they will do that the night they do the national tree lighting.
And when is the national tree lighting?
The public will be able to view the ornaments up close from December 2nd through January 1st. They do have a Facebook page, which is the President's Park Facebook page, if you want to look at them online. They will also be broadcast on Sunday, December 11th, looks like from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS.
Okay, perfect. So we can all see the beautiful display going on. That's awesome. This is your fifth year there at Sullivan then as an art teacher there?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm curious why, okay, you talked about another school submitting and trying to have ornaments on the tree as well, and that kind of sparked your interest. Do you have this incredibly talented group of high school artists there as well? I'm just curious why else you thought about submitting this opportunity.
Because what an honor. And I love getting my students' artwork out. So oftentimes our kids, don't give themselves enough credit for their artistic abilities. We chose to do this with an Art 1 class. So these, freshmen, sophomore, high school students may not necessarily have had art since middle school. So we wanted to give our students a chance to showcase what they can do.
Well, this is great exposure for Sullivan and for Missouri as well. What else should Missouri's public know about this effort that Sullivan High School art students are doing?
We are the only school in the state of Missouri who participated this year. They only choose one school. So it's an extremely prestigious event, I think, for the kids to be a part of.
What do you love most about art?
Oh, I just love it's a form of creative expression. And so, like I said, so many students don't really realize they have talent, or maybe they've been stifled by certain expectations. So any chance that they get to express themselves, especially when they can do it and make a connection between where they live and the things that they love about their state, I mean, it's an excellent way for them to be creative.
All right. Well, you must be so proud to have Sullivan High School in Missouri. And you're going to be on the big screen in front of the country, really, on CBS, showing off these beautiful ornaments. So congratulations.
Thank you. I am very proud for my students.
The National Christmas Tree and the 58 Trees ornaments will be on display December 2nd through January 1st at the President's Park in Washington, D.C. The National Christmas Tree lighting will be broadcast on CBS on Sunday, December 11th from 7 to 8 p.m. Central. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.